up and crying in comfy bus it up again. They are with Mrs. Trina and coffee. She is the real empress, like empress men. And in my kitchen, there's no chicken. I strictly vegetable when they're not spicing in the kitchen. Want to say in dreadlocks? Well, I am more than an anti-dread, I'm more than...
Your boy Oki Freshwater, and you are now listening to The Morning Detour with Wizzy and K on the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM. Let's get it.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Anybody would do, for the most part, anything for the money. And I don't just mean people that's pimping themselves out on TV or like, or even really just, you know, selling their bodies. I'm talking about people that go to a job every day that they hate. You sold out too. We all sell out. You selling out. You're going to something that you don't like. Why? So you can live and survive. Life is, to me, life don't feel like it's supposed to be like that no more.
Good morning, Montreal. This is the Morning Detour. It's the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM. Legends live here. This show was brought to you by Lingdom Honey, a taste to experience. Let's go.
The emotions of a stone expect to me to write a love song. I want to place your money on me. I'm gonna let you. And with all that's going on, expect to me to write a love song. I want to place your money on me. Enemies are what me gonna expect to me to write a love song. I'm gonna place your money on me. I'm gonna let and with all that's going on, expect to me to write a love song. I'm gonna place your money on me. I'm gonna let you down. There's skeletons in every closet, yeah. And elephants in every room. And no rationale or no logic, no. But just emotionally consumed.
It's just not. Mm-hmm.
And maybe I just need a little room. I really don't know what you fuckers want from me, but I'm not really in no kind of mood. With the emotions of a stone expecting me to write a love song.
I'm gonna place your money on me. I'm gonna
let and with all that's going on expecting me to write a love song.
I'm gonna place your money on me. I'm gonna let
and
you
the reason why me gonna expecting me to write a love song.
Money
and with all that's going on, expecting me to write a love song. I'm gonna let you down.
Vibing this morning, yeah. DJ Moon One, Wizkid, Ella May, Pieces of Me.
Sweet, sweet energy I need to feel by your body one more time, yeah, yeah. The sweetest I've ever seen, whoa, whoa. I mean it, whoa. Nobody come close to your fine wine, yeah, yeah. Oh, for my bed, play do. Like Rocky, oh. Used to go round after round, round, round. No lie, when you're lonely, oh, oh, I dey wonder if I dey your mind. Me falapi, oh. I know nobody can satisfy I like me. So come get a piece.
Piece of me, yeah, yeah, yeah. Come and get it, baby. It up, I'm like potion, yeah. And I ain't never ever gonna leave. You be in it rocking, no sickness around here. Yeah, you can come and get a piece.
Up on my bed, break do like Rocky. Oh. Used to go round after round, round, round. No lie, when you're lonely, oh, oh I dey wonder if I dey your mind. Me falapi, oh. I know nobody can satisfy. I. Like me, so come get a piece.
Piece of me, yeah, yeah, yeah. Come and get it, baby. Piece, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, piece of me.
long. I need your body long. I need your body for a long time. Let your body rock. Let your body touch. Touch up on me tonight. I need your body long. I need your body long. I need your body for a long time. Let your body rock. Touch up on me tonight.
Kiss me. Come and get it, come and get it, baby.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Let me tell you guys something, y'all. Our days are numbered. The shows are going to be all in French now. The publications, the social media, everything is going to be in French just now in Quebec. This morning is riveting. Between the Bill 101, between the nurses, between COVID-19, Lolo, Montreal, I don't know what we are going to do. How much more can Montrealers handle? I know we are a resilient city. I know we are special people. How much more can we handle, Lolo? Hey, man, if it's your first time listening to the show, the next 2 hours are going to be riveting. I'm your host, Weezy Moon Chaser, the Montreal Kobe Bryant. They know that I'm nice. They hate that it's me. I'm alongside my PNC, my partner in crime. She is big business, Miss Lorena PR. How are you doing this morning, Queen?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Listen, I'm excited. I got a lot of stuff to talk to you about. Things is moving. Things is moving. But before I announce who our guests and all the things, beautiful things we have going on this morning, this morning's show is brought to you by Lignum Honey, a taste to experience. Lignum Honey believes that the finest honey in the world can be found within the shores of the islands of paradise of Jamaica. So Lignum Honey is based out of Toronto. If you use the promo code DETOUR514, you'll get 10% off at checkout. The promo code is DETOUR514. You get 10% at checkout. Hey, Lolo. Some of the people don't know some of the honeys that they have. They got Blue Mountain Coffee. It's fire. They got ginger honey. You can never go wrong with ginger and honey mixed together. You have Scotch Bonnet Pepper Honey. My personal favorite. Listen, I don't leave home without it. I bring that on the road with me, Lorena. You have Mango Blossom. It is out of season. It's coming back soon. You have Logwood, out of season two. It's coming back soon. So you know those ones are special. The Logwood honey, the mango honey. And you have Summer Blossom already, which is a very sultry honey there, Lorena. I'd say when that thing goes down your neck, aye! Lignum honey, a taste to experience. If you use the promo code DETOUR514, you'll get 10% at the checkout. Things is happening, Lorena. We have a beautiful slew of guests this morning. Friend of the show, David Archer, social worker, psychotherapist. His book, Anti-Racist Psychotherapy, Confronting Systemic Racism and Healing Trauma, and Healing Racial Trauma. He's on the show. His book's now on an ebook. You can get it on Amazon now. So you get the paperback. You get the ebook, Lorena. Things is happening. We had a beautiful conversation with him. And of course, my first time, Lolo, I connected with the Shy. I have Chirac on the show. Chicago, the Windy City. Hip-hop artist, songwriter, Benjamin Banneker. I love his name, Alarina. Benjamin Banneker. He's on the show. He has an upcoming project called VMT. Listen, great conversation. And let Montreal, please catch that interview. He has a great Kobe Bryant story when he met Kobe Bryant in person. So listen, you know I always break out the exclusives on the Detour. So this is the mighty CKT 90.3 FM. Legends live here. Lorena, how has the last 7 days been going for you? I know with the Crown Project, yo, listen, you getting all the big spots. I'm like, who's Lorena going to get next? NBA Canada, you got Champion, you got this. What's going on with the Crown Project? You guys are blowing up.
Yeah, no, I'm really happy. A lot of people are getting involved and helping me out. Shout out to the brand Diva Classic. She donated some lashes as well, so I'm really thankful for that. But yeah, I just announced Indigo. They will be providing something. Can't say what it is just yet, but I'm really happy. Of course, Purell, because the pandemic is happening. We never have too much hand sanitizer.
How did you get Purell? I'm telling you, listen, if you guys don't have Lorena's number for publishing or PR services, I don't know what you guys are doing. How did you get Purell? Are we getting unlimited supply, Lorena? That's all I need to know.
They did send me quite a bit, but I figured I'm like, because I wanted to hit up the big companies that I knew were having a good year. Purell is one of the companies that were having a good year. So I'm like, they could slide something through for the kids, right? So yeah, I asked them. They sent me a big box, so I am now holding a whole bunch of hand sanitizer, but the students will get that in the box as well because it is handy.
I just want to note, I am business partners with Lorena. I haven't gotten one Purell yet. Hopefully, there'll be a care package when I see her over the weekend. I know you stockpiling. You moving like Biden, Lolo. You stockpiling all the Pirelli. You selectively choosing who's going to get it. Oh, man. So as you guys know, every Monday I come up with my podcast, The Running With Wolf Podcast. And this Monday I released a show called The Thirst Trap. I feature two black entrepreneur black women. They have a specialized cocktail company called Thirst Trap Montreal. And let me tell you, Lorena, this one is raw. It's spicy. It's honest. It also features one of my good friends, Mr. No Status Capo. He got deep. Lolo, he hit them with a poem about love that had all the eyes Terry in the room. I said, brother, you can't be telling women that. They're going to be falling in love all crazy all over the place. And the other day, too, man, I was in the studio with Joe Black, super producer. I was trying to record new drops for the Morning Detour. And somehow, Lolo, I stumbled on this Don Smooth kind of thing. I just start, you know what I mean? On my road to radio supremacy, I started saying, you know what? I should be on the Mount Rushmore of radio with Don Smooth. I'm chasing Flexi. I'm chasing Don Smooth. And he hit me up. And it brought me to remember, like, listen, man, I don't see many people can even fight me on this. Like, we grew up on K103. We grew up on Don Smooth. If you didn't have your radio in your bathroom with your tape recording when Don Smooth was going to give you that new exclusive, come on, you ain't a real Montrealer. You ain't a real Montrealer. If you're from the Anglophone hip-hop community and you're saying you didn't come up on Don Smooth on K103, we can't be, Lorena, we can't be friends. And when we think about it, like, you know, now, you know, so much people are woke and, you know, they see things for what they are now. Imagine when Don Smooth was doing this in the mid-90s, late-90s. A super popular hip-hop show in Montreal, Quebec, with all the French laws and all the Francophone backlash. And he did that. So I want to give him his flowers, man. Don Smooth, man, just paving the way for people like me and Lorena to do our thing on this radio thing. So that was going down. I want to shout out Dice B, Nuit Blanche, Radio Centreville. He does this thing every Monday night. Listen, I appreciate that guy. That guy goes to 3 o'clock in the morning, Lorena. Listen, we need to give him some Red Bull, some juice. Can you send Dice B some Perel, Lorena?
Sure.
Oh, man. Also, big news, our smart money series. You know, every once a month, we sit down with financial advisor Louis Pierre, and we talk about financial literacy, especially for our community, but for the community at large. If you're trying to learn how to manage your money better, save your money better. So every month, he comes on, we do a feature segment. So now you can catch all the interviews on our YouTube, Detour514. That's called the Smart Money Series with financial advisor Louis Pierre. So it's up there. The link is in our bio and our IG, Detour514. It's a good thing. Hey, Louis, I was producing the videos like, yo, this is an exciting way to talk about financial literacy. It's simple, it's smart, and it's funny. So I love the fact that Louis Pierre does that with us. That's a great thing. He's coming up in about 2 weeks. And I think we're going to talk about mortgages. Because I know a lot of people, you know, they got some crypto money, Lorena. Which you and I, nobody has briefed us yet. Those around me, I woke up the other morning. My partner's like, oh, things are looking up. I said, oh, it's looking up for you. But I still don't know what crypto is about. But we're going to learn more about that with Louis Pierre as well. Yo, you got to love our first cup segment. That first shot of coffee in the morning. So Kanye West is set to release a new shoe and is looking like the first Nazareth. So for those of you that don't know your Bible scriptures, this looking like Jesus and his cronies was wearing this back in the day in early Jerusalem and Sodom and Gomorrah, Lorena. The first Nazareth, it basically looks like a whole bunch of threads of like, and it's just like,
it looks like a struggle. That's what it looks like.
Yo, the struggle shoe is real. So I'm thinking to myself, right? You know, I know that there's hype beasts. I know there's people that are going to buy it just because there's a name associated to it. And that's cool and it's okay. You know what I mean? Like, what people choose to do with their money is on them, right? But I'm thinking to myself, Lorena, how much is Kanye going to charge for the first Nazareth?
That's a good question.
In these troubling times, I think that these celebrities, you know, that have brand stuff, you know, let's try to marginalize the price a little bit. A lot of people have lost their jobs. They want to partake in the brand. They want to partake in the hype a little bit, Lorena. Should Kanye lower the prices of the first Nazareths?
No. No, because I don't want to see a bunch of people walking around with struggle shoes like they've been walking that long walk to freedom. Like,
Nelson Mandela. I need to get some water. You know, those people like, I used to walk 20 kilometers to go to school. I'm like, boy, I didn't want to grow up in that era. Let me tell you that. I have to come to you with something because I know the world's a crazy place. I know a lot of things don't make sense to a lot of different people. But when I saw this, I'm like, I got to bring it to the city. I got to bring it to Lolo. So you know when you're in a relationship, sometimes you have to partake in some shows that your partner partakes in. So the other night I'm there with my partner. And she turns on a show called Extreme Sisters. So as I'm eating my nuggets with my lignum honey, with my scotch bonnet pepper, and I'm burning my lip and thing, you know what I mean? I got honey falling over the place. This show, Extreme Sisters. Now, the premise of the show is sisters that have a really, I would like to say awkward relationship. They're overly familiar with each other. So you have one group of sisters. One sister is married to a gentleman, and her sister lives with them and sneaks in the bed at night. And then leaves the bed before her other sister husband wakes up. Is that weird for you or not? Okay, no, I got more. We got two other sisters that are with the same guy. It's okay, cool. You know, I know TLC's been pushing this polyamorous, the sister wife thing, so I'm rolling. They have to do everything together. So if you kiss one sister, he has kissed the other sister. It gets deeper. When they separate food, the cornflakes, they have to have the same amount and has to weigh the same. Everything has to be proportional. Now, the joke on this particular episode, one sister had a tooth infection, so she had to take it out. So the other sister wanted to take out a tooth as well because they don't want to be uneven. That's not crazy enough for you? I have more. We have a group of two other sisters that, yo, a little taken back by it because one was in the bathtub and the other one was using the toilet doing a number two with the door open and the cameras are there. Then they went on to say that they've been known to take a number two together at the same time. Now you're thinking, hold on, one's going to go, going to finish, and the other one's going to go. No, what I'm saying is that they even show it on TV. They will sit on the toilet at the same time and do a number two at the same time because they're so bonded as sisters. The show is called Extreme Sisters on TLC.
Sit on the toilet at the same time?
Yes, and they showed how they do it. Yeah. Like, it's like riding a horse. Yeah, it's crazy. We live in very, very strange times, Lorena. Very strange times. This show is brought to you by Lignum Honey, by the way. Thanks to experience. Oh, man. Yo, before I break out and play some music, man, because this morning show is amazing this morning, I want to hit you with something. So I follow this page called App in the Air, and they have a new suggestion to people. And I want to know, you, Lorena, would this be something that you might be interested in? So they go, mystery flights are the next big thing. So at Qantas is the latest airline to offer flights to undisclosed location, providing passengers with clues about what to pack and teasing itineraries provided by the airline. Would you ever book a mystery flight? So you don't know where you're going. It's an undisclosed location. They'll tell you what kind of clothes you need to pack. They will hint at, you know, some of the activities perhaps that you might do. Shaka Bars, he's king of super woke. He's yeah. Like, no. They trying to get material for Get Out, too. I'm good on that. No, I don't want to make everything a rights thing here this morning, Lorena. But being a black man, I'm a little bit apprehensive. Last time they sold us a bill of goods, I'm pretty sure that conversation kind of started like that for slavery. Yeah, get on the boat. We got some land for you guys, some new opportunities. Hey, listen, we're black people. We love new opportunities. I feel like this is the new slavery boat. Is it not? The mysterious flight?
It gives me those vibes. Like, as soon as you were saying that, I'm like, black people, this is not for us. Like, no.
Oh,
that's like asking, like, oh, what era would you want to go back to? Like, there's not too many places for us to go back to. There's not too many places that we could travel to that were welcome. Like, no.
What? Yeah, that's another tough introspective question right there, Lorena. What era would we go back to?
Yeah, like people always ask that. Like, unfortunately, it's usually white people. They're like, oh, I would love to go to the 50s or the 60s or the 40s. And it's like, yeah, that sounds great and all. But then I'm thinking for me, like, when I get dropped into that era, like, I got to go hide somewhere. I'm not welcome.
So it's kind of twofold, right? We're not educated enough on our early African ancestry and history, right? So we're not really comfortable, like, okay, what era in African supremacy are we going to go back to, right? And so then you think to yourself, like, okay, well, I guess the only place for us is what? Dinosaur times? I mean, come on. It's us and the cavemen fighting, and they might kill us too. Shit. It's the best morning show. It's the Mighty CKT. Legends live here. This morning, the show is brought to you by Lignum Honey, a taste to experience. If you use the promo code DETOUR514, you'll earn 10% off at your checkout. They're celebrating their one-year anniversary, so we want to salute Lignum Honey. Black wow. business, black entrepreneur, doing big things. They have our full support at the Morning Detour. Lolo, DJ Moon, one in the building. I'm feeling kind of sultry this morning. I'm feeling kind of R&B-ish this morning. You know what I mean? I'm going to hype it up later. Can you guys rock with me a little bit? Can we smooth it out a little bit? It's DJ Moon One. It's the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Nobody's told you that they're proud. If the applause doesn't seem that loud, if you don't have a shoulder to lean on, nothing to keep you warm, and it feels like the world has let you down, then I'll be your everyday. I said I.
Try to copy, but they can't fuck with us. You said you wanted it, ready, here I come. Can you handle it, all of it at once? I wanna be your best friend. I'll be your mom, I'll be your daddy, baby. Yeah, I'll be your brother, sister, and your auntie, baby. Oh, yeah. I'll be anything if it make you happy, baby. Yeah, I'll even jump in front of moving traffic, baby. Oh, yeah.
Nobody's told you that they're proud. If the applause doesn't seem that loud, if you don't have a shoulder to lean on, nothing to keep you warm, and it feels like the world has let you down.
You are now listening to the premier morning show in Montreal. This is the Morning Detour. I am DJ Moon One. This has been brought to you by Lignum Honey, a taste to experience. Tori, talk to them.
You made me proud of me, 'cause I know that you doubted me. Tell me I would never get with you. Tell me I could never get with you. But this pride in me wouldn't let you slide by me. That's when I came back round. I played my game with no respect. I finessed you to make me seem down, but I finessed you with all the stress up. I was yawning, messed up, loafed your head up. Should've never came round. You let me in and I let you down. I was wrong 'cause I fought for the game, baby. Your name crazy in the streets, got them saying things. My pride was the cause of it all. I apologize for the flaws in it all, wrongs in it all. 'Cause you and me always be tight. Emily, every single day. And even when I start sucking like a fool, somehow I always can fall back on you. And all my pride, I always like myself. It's hurting you more than anybody else. So every day what I try not to do is let my pride get between me. Baby, I should've listened when you told me I would do better as a homie, yeah. Right there, I should've took it up, but pride was walking on me. I shouldn't make excuses now, 'cause I know that it's useless now. You know what the truth is now. You swear you know how I do shit now. So I'll be gone to November, talking to old Timberlands in the winter. With this five on my side and my 40, you moved on, but you're still on my shorty. I don't wanna lie because I'm right with ya. You always pick me up, I don't get ya. I've been trying to find your heart, I'm still trying. You can find someone else, but you're still mine. You and me always be tough. Emily, every single billion. And even when I start sucking like a fool, somehow I always can fall back on you. I'm not proud, I always like myself. It's hurting you more than anybody else. So every day what I try not to do is let my pride get between me and you.
The Morning Detour. on CKUT 90.3 FM.
I used to check my phone, chills when I saw your name. Used to talk all night long, now things are not the same. I used to lay in your bed while you used to play in my hair, yeah. We were the best of friends, I'm second guessing this. Now I just question myself, yeah, yeah. Cause I don't get that good morning text no more. I don't get no kiss when I walk out the door. Baby, we were so deep in love, what happened to us? Yes, all I really wanna know is, do I love you more than you love me? Cause it was way better before. Do you still love me? I wanna know, do I love you more than you love me? Cause it was way better before. Do you still love me? I wanna know, do I love you more? For your attention, yeah. Gotta do the most for a mention. When we make love, only time you say you miss it, yeah. I tried so hard to ignore my heart. I thought it was all in my mind. But you know my intuition never lies, yeah. My intuition never lies. Cause I don't get that good morning text no more. I don't get no kiss when I walk out the door. Baby, we were so deep in love. What happened to us? Yes, all I really wanna know is, do I love you more? You love me, cause it was way better before. Do you still love me? I wanna know. Do I love you more than you love me? Cause it was way better before. Do you still love me? I wanna know. Do I love you more?
Do I love you more? Do I love you more? The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yes, Montreal, my city. Welcome back to the Morning Detour, the premier morning show in the city. I'm your host, Wheezy Moon Chaser, alongside Lorena. Now's about the time for us to do some local and international news. And I like to preface our news this morning by saying this. Montrealers, we are strong. We are resilient. If it's not enough that we fight a lot of racial tension in our city, it's not enough that we fight a lot of socioeconomic unbalance in our city, it's not enough that we fight this elephant in the room, which is this language war, it just got deeper. It just got more serious. Our show will now be in French, I guess, in the very near future. Bonjour, mon nom c'est Wheezy Moon Chaser. Je suis animateur de radio sur la chaîne CKUT 90.3 FM. Sorry, Lorena, I'm just practicing, because apparently the French language is in danger. Let me dive into this morning, Munchie. Yo! So the Legault government looks to strengthen French language in Quebec because apparently it's not strong enough. Now, Lorena, a lot of us have been to Paris in France, and Paris is in France. And even in Paris, the stop signs say stop. Paris. You know, when you think about French, right? It wasn't the first place you think about French, you think about France. And even there, the stop signs say stop. They laugh at us that our stop signs say arrêt. I digress. With less than a month left in the legislative session, the Quebec government is expected to unveil proposed changes Thursday to the province's landmark charter of the French language known as Bill 101. And for those of us in the English community, the reason why a lot of the English-speaking people moved to Toronto, Bill 101. So, so both Legault and Jolin Barrette have also mentioned they want federally regulated companies such as banks to be subjected to this legislation as well. Oh boy, Lorena. They're going for it. So Bill 101 was brought to life in 1977 in a bid to both bolster and protect the French language. It overhauled the linguistic makeup of Quebec, but also been widely hailed and criticized for the past 40 years. Yeah, this is why Toronto is the way it is. Everybody that was English-speaking, they want to bother with the French, they went to Toronto. That's Bill 101. So listen, man, they got some changes they want to do. Everybody, you know, we knew once the cat got into government, we saw the steps moving to this, right, Lorena?
No, we did.
Our mayor, Valerie Plante, said Wednesday she's going to wait on weighing in until the bill is tabled, but said that she does share the objective of giving more space to French in the city. Now, Miss Valerie Plante, now what happened to the English-speaking people? So we don't matter. We don't contribute to the labor force, to the culture, to the arts, none of that, right? We don't matter, right? It's just like, you know what? It's all about French. We'll make everything French from top to bottom. And it gets a little bit crazy. I call her insane, our mayor, Val Huppon. She goes on to say, as a city, I got to learn to do her voice, Lorena. As a city, I want to assure that everybody gets services because that's what a city does, she said. So there has to be a balance, but I'm definitely behind the government in terms of objectives. Now you're double speaking now, Val Huppon. We know politics a little bit. We've watched, we've seen House of Cards. We know what this is, Lorena. You want a balance, but you're behind the government and its objectives. But what if the government's objectives is to marginalize English speaking people in the city? So Anglophones don't matter, Lorena. It goes even deeper, Lolo. So much like the Quebec Liberals and the CAQ, Quebec Solidaire, they have some things as well. Recently released its own 21-point plan. Now, before I go into the plan, what's the point of Quebec Solidaire releasing this plan, Lorena? Can they put this into effect? Are they in power? Oh, no. People are just releasing plans just to release plans. Okay, I got you, Lolo. I see what's going on in Quebec. So they released a 21-point plan to protect and promote the French language titled The Orange Book. I love the people that come up with these buzzword titles for these things, Lolo, which includes a plan, listen to this, Montreal, to prohibit the requirement of English in hiring unless it is demonstrated that this knowledge is indispensable for the job sought. What are you guys talking about? You guys want to remove English as a requirement. It wasn't bad enough that we lost a lot of good workers, a lot of people that were contributing to the labor force because of Bill 101 back in the 70s. It wasn't enough that we lose out on all the big business contracts like Chick-fil-A. Yes, people, I'm still mad that we couldn't get Chick-fil-A in Quebec, and I know Lorena seconds me on this. It wasn't bad enough. Now, you guys want to even more ostracize companies from doing business in Quebec. This is amazing. So this orange book presented by Quebec Solidaire, MNA, Ruba Gazal, features 21 ambitious proposals to strengthen the place of French in the workplace and in education, but also to facilitate the France, I can't even say, what's it called? The Francisization and inclusion of newcomers to Quebec society. He goes on to quote, Bill 101 is one of the greatest laws in Quebec's history. That's wild. I've never heard nobody reference Bill 101 as being one of the greatest laws in Quebec history, yeah. Lorena. And one of the achievements of which Quebecers are most proud. Are Quebecs really proud of Bill 101? Everybody's angry in this. Lorena, what is going on? What is going on? Man, oh man. This is going to get messy. This is going to get messy. This war on language, I feel like it's a stupid thing to fight over. You know what I mean? Like, we already have to, you know, French, we recognize French is the predominant language in the province.
Yeah.
We already greet people in French when they come into the store, establishment, whatever the case may be. A lot of our mailing is already in French. How much more do they want to push this? Do you think this is out of bounds or inbounds? Because I do try to put myself into a Francophone shoes, and I just don't see how French is being marginalized. We speak it in schools. They act as if French schools are closed. How do you feel about these changes they want to bring about, Lolo?
I feel like this happens like every couple of years, especially when there's like an election coming up. They really, really push for it. And I don't know. I just feel like they're going about it the wrong way. Like, yes, being French is what makes us unique. It attracts a lot of people to our city and everything like that. But I just feel, I don't know. I feel like they're going about it the wrong way, and it pushes the English community out. It shuts them out from a lot of things. This is why a lot of people migrate to other provinces across Canada. But I don't know. Hopefully they fix it, because like you said, France is laughing at us. The rest of Canada is laughing at us. So they need to figure it out.
I am tired of being the butt of the joke in Canada. I am tired of everybody laughing at us in Montreal. We are proud people. We have some of the best creators, artistic people, speakers in the country. And we keep being marginalized by these guys and this need to push the French language. I already talk French. Bonjour, je suis là. Je m'appelle Louise Mounche. My French is beautiful too.
You have no choice but to speak French.
My hand is forced, Lolo. My hand is forced. Let me push on. So public hearing begins into the death of Joyce, and I apologize for those in the Aboriginal community if I'm messing up the names, for the death of Joyce Ichikwan. So the coroner's public hearing into the death of Joyce Ichikwan begins Thursday at the Trois-Rivières Courthouse. I have no faith in anything in Trois-Rivières, I'll be honest with you, Lorena. I've been there before. McDonald's is a little bit cheaper there, but that's neither here or there. So the indigenous mother from the Atikau, Melway community of Manawan died on September 28th at the Joliet Hospital after suffering degrading insults from two employees. So if you guys don't remember, this story is very egregious. So shortly before her death, the 37-year-old woman filmed herself from her hospital bed with her cell phone. In the video, Ichiquan appears agitated and in pain while a nurse and a patient attendant can be heard insulting her. Both employees were fired shortly after the video surfaced. So authorities have not publicly released Ichiquan's cause of death. The family, however, has been informed. The coroner's mandate is not to decide criminal liability, but rather to determine the causes and circumstances of death and to make recommendations on how to avoid similar deaths in the future. Hold on a minute, people! So long. We're not looking at criminal liability when her healthcare professionals were giving her insults. And I think, is it a far leap for me to do, Lorena? If you're going to insult your patient, Is it far-fetched for me to say, listen, I don't think the care she was given was the utmost best, right? And it's fair for me to say, if her care wasn't utmost best, a little bit of negligence. And that could have been attributed to her death as well, right? Yep. And the coroner is not going to decide on criminal liability, but rather determine the causes and circumstances of her death and to make recommendations. So all of this hearing is just to make recommendations? You know what people do with recommendations? They look at it and then they throw it in the trash bin. Hey, listen. Hey, Lorena. Oh, I like your thoughts. I've read it. I've acknowledged it. Thank you very much.
Or the minimum of what they can do will be done. Like the bare minimum.
Time and time again, Quebec demonstrates their utter dismay and disregard for the Aboriginal community. It saddens me. And she lost her life. It's crazy. I know the care was negligible. But, you know, let's stay on the topic. Healthcare experts speak out following claims from families that may mama these residents. Uh-oh, Lorena, it's getting shaky at me mama these. Let me talk to you about it. So healthcare experts and others are blaming the Quebec provincial government for the poor care at some seniors' residents in the province, saying the province's seniors residents have had staffing problems for years. I'm going to quote them. Every worker was actually working at the limit of the norm, said François Bellon, professor at the Université de Montréal School of Public Health, Department of Health Management. That is a mouthful. He has a big title. What does his plaque look like? He said when the COVID-19 pandemic hit, that just made things worse. And COVID-19 didn't amplify. You know, if there were margins in people's work that wasn't really working at its optimal best, COVID-19 exposed all of the cracks. And that's real. So some residents, alleged neglect is costing lives. And see, this is the problem, Lorena. Where they're understaffed, overworked. But I'm going to tell you what the government said in a bit. So given what exists here, there needs to be a serious decision as to how many records you need to take care of the individuals on the floor, noted resident Beverly Spanier. Second of all, the patients are needing more care than they were needing before. You know that kind of like one-on-one care? They need a little bit more of that with the COVID, with the anxiety, with the stress. Listen to this, Lolo. In a statement to Global News, the Provincial Health Ministry spokesperson, and God knows they're working their hardest, San Lorena, the Provincial Health Ministry, God knows, they're really working for their position now. Before the pandemic, all they had to deal with was the nurses and the doctors, people wanted money, and you know, and the old people and the seniors and whatnot. Now it's a whole slew of things. So the Provincial Health Ministry spokesperson says, it is the responsibility of the establishments to provide sufficient staff to meet the needs of the residents accommodated. Professional care patient ratios are one of the various courses of actions analyzed that can help reduce the workload. So basically, in other terms, this is fancy talk for, you know what, it's not our problem. My mom and these, you figure it out. I mean, like, you figure out your staffing. Lolo, how do you feel about this, the total disregard by the health ministers here?
No, I think it's horrible, but that goes back to like all the other stuff that we were saying before on the show, like the making the bill, all of those different policies that are coming into place, like people can't wear their religious symbols and stuff like that. That stops them from getting a job. The French language is stopping people from getting jobs. My cousin who's in nursing just took a nursing exam, charged her a whole bunch of money. There was a glitch in the exam, so everybody failed. So now they got to pay again to take this exam.
No, you're a liar. You're a liar. There's a First of all, these nurses are paying for this program for the last 18 months. They've been putting their life on the line. The government should just subsidize that because they're building out all the airplane companies, but they can't help out the nurses. And on top of that, it's a glitch in the system that they provide for the test. And now the nurses have to reapply and repay again. And that's not crazy to nobody in this city. That is not outlandish to anybody.
No, my cousin made a form to like everybody to sign and everything like that. But these are nurses that are ready to get to work. Like they've done their stage, they've done everything. Like they're ready to get into the field and get their jobs, right? So we have nurses that are ready because we really, really need more people in the field. But then stuff like that's happening. And then we have nursing homes and different places where people aren't getting the proper care. It's wild.
It is all over the place. And to add insult to industry, this is National Nursing Week. Yo, I love doing this morning show. It's just the loosening. It can't get crazier than this. So it's National Nursing Week. And I wanna quote an article in CBC, an article by retired nurse Yvonne Sam. So National Nursing Week is to honor nurses, prioritize the physical and mental health of all Canadians. We are in the midst of National Nursing Week, with the theme this year being We Answer the Call, developed by the Canadian Nurses Association to display and flaunt the many roles that nurses play in the patient's healthcare journey. The current pandemic and ensuing health crisis has certainly shone the light on the vital contribution nurses make globally. Now listen, that it don't get realer than that, man. We wouldn't have made it this far without the nurses, man. They haven't had a vacation in 18 months. They're working super crazy hours, which they were already working before, right, Lorena? In Quebec, communities have witnessed that regardless of the day or the circumstances, nurses have tirelessly continued to provide safe, high-quality assessment, intervention, and care. They have adapted to new roles in multiple settings to ensure safety while continuing to provide the nursing services most needed among those whom the pandemic has made clear most vulnerable. So up here at the Morning Detour, we want to tip our hat to the nurses around the city, around the province, around the world. Man, without you guys, man, definitely guardian angels right there.
Definitely.
And you know what, Lorena? It's a calling. You know, being a nurse is a calling. Take care of people, man. Oh, man. It's tough. You know, never before has this job ever been this critical right now, right?
Yeah, now, no, it's expanding.
Now, Yvonne, retired nurse Yvonne Sam, was saying that the national week should be a month, considering how pivotal they've been. So I want to ask you this morning, how do you feel about that? Because I'm definitely in favor of a month celebrating and supporting nurses all around. And all their fees should just be calm. As long as the pandemic lasts, all nursing fees, exam fees, they should just be wiped.
That's what I was going to say. I feel like something more needs to be done to appreciate the work that they've been doing. Like, I know some restaurants have donated meals, which is cool, but I feel like something bigger needs to be happening to show their appreciation. So a month would be great, but I think cutting down on fees or, you know, removing fees for this time frame, I think that would be really helpful to them.
Well, listen, shout out to all the nurses around the city, man. Your efforts are definitely going appreciated, man. Listen, man, we couldn't do it without you guys. In other news, COVID-19, Transat extends flight suspension until end of July due to ongoing travel restrictions. So, Lorena, no mysterious flights from Air Transat for us here. So, they extended to July 29. The airline run by tour company Transat AT advised passengers of the extension of the suspension that was slated to the end of mid-June in a travel advisory on its website. It says affected customers will receive a notice informing them of their options. So the Montreal-based airline's operations have been grounded since the Canadian government request in January to stop travel to Mexico and the Caribbean because of the COVID-19 pandemic. But look at this, Lorena. Transat reached a deal with Ottawa last month to borrow up to $700 million, nearly half of which will go towards refunding travelers. So where's the other half going? And secondly, where did Ottawa get this $700? Where is all this money coming from? I told you when we were in college, we should have paid more attention in our microeconomics. I told you something there told me, you know what? We're kind of flying by on this course. We should have paid more attention. Where's all this bailout money coming from? And my mind is telling me taxpayers. Like, we're paying for this, right? Who's paying for this, Lorena?
I don't know. I think it's funny. Like, they keep talking about debt, but then all of a sudden money pops up for something. So, I don't know.
Fire, fire, Good news for those that are looking for this. Montreal walk-in vaccinations available to those 25 and over. So as of 6 a.m. on Thursday, people lined up at the Palais des Congrès de Montréal to take advantage of the walk-in vaccination offer against COVID-19. So the Regional Health Authority announced Wednesday in a press release that starting at 8 a.m. Thursday, walk-in vaccinations will be available to all those aged 25 years and over. So as of Friday today, access to this clinic as well as appointment booking will be extended to those age 18 and over. So according to the announcement, a few hundred walk-in spaces for the first dose of the vaccine will be available daily at the Palais des Congrès. Only Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna will be available. The walk-in clinic at the Palais des Congrès first step a few weeks ago offering only the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine. So now it'll only be the Pfizer, BioNTech, and the Moderna. How do you feel about that, Lorena? The Palais des Congrès is getting overhauled. It's a clinic now.
Well, they're turning a lot of spots around Montreal into clinics, but I think it's good because it is moving the whole process forward. And then I'm also glad, too, that there are different options of vaccinations to take.
So speaking about the vaccinations, a couple weeks ago I was talking about there was a shortage of the Moderna. So a lot of people are going to be getting their second dose won't be from the same one as their first dose. So the UK is a little bit ahead of us. We got some early findings, Lorena. The drama continues. It's the Money Detour. So mixing different types of COVID-19 vaccines for two doses can hike the chance of someone having mild or moderate reactions like fatigue, headache, or fever, according to early results from a UK study, which is being watched closely by health officials in Canada and beyond. Now, Canada, you need to do a little bit more than just watch closely. You need to send a representative. No, Lorena. They need to send a representative over to the UK and send these reports as soon as they come in. Both of the mixed schedules because cause more symptoms than the standard schedule, said study leader Dr. Matthew Snape, an associate professor in general pediatrics and vaccinology at the University of Oxford, during a media briefing on Wednesday before the publication of those early results. Most of these effects are mild, he said, though the findings did also show an increase in moderate reactions. So the participant blinded randomized trial has been taking place at a network of trial sites across the UK with more findings to come. So there's more to come, Lorena. Snape also said this early research should encourage any regions considering a mixed dosage schedule to prepare for the impact on staffing levels at key sites like hospitals, since more post-vaccine reactions could mean more workers needing time off. We're already pushing the nurses to the brink. Now you're giving them two different vaccines. It's going to mess them up.
Maybe. Let's not say it's going to. Let's hope for the best and hope that if there is any reactions, that it's very minimum and it's a minimum amount of people.
So Lorena is sounding like Horatio Bach, an infectious disease expert at the University of British Columbia. He warned the small size of the initial study does not make it possible to know whether some people would get severe reaction from mixing the two studied vaccines. He goes on to say AstraZeneca, Oxford, for example, was tested during clinical trials in about 32,000 people, but rare blood clots were not detected until millions of people received the vaccine. We still lost a lady a couple weeks ago to this AstraZeneca madness. Listen, I like the Moderna, Lorena, me personally. Now, before I back out, it is the Morning Detour show. We got to talk about the STM a little bit before we back out here, Lorena. This blue line, I totally forgot we was extending the blue line. So Montreal's blue line extension facing major cost overruns. Surprise, surprise. Montreal should just be, that should be the new slogan, Lorena. A city of overruns. So the project's original budget, Siri's wild now. Siri trying to join the show, Lorena. So the project's original budget underestimated sky-high costs of land appropriation, right? So the extension of the Montreal Metro's blue line was supposed to be $4.5 billion, Lorena. It looked like it might be $6 billion. The land that they're trying to do is a little bit higher. The jump in real estate is moving. The goalposts is ready. Radio Canada reports that according to STM estimates, the total cost of the appropriation for the project is hovering at $1.2 billion just for that part of the thing. It could be 6 to 20 months longer before service is up and running, and the estimated cost of that delay comes at about $15 million per month. Hold on, I got to do a little bit of math here, Larina. So we're looking at maybe 6 to 20 months, 20 times 50 million. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of taxpayer dollars. Do we really need the line to go all the way to Anjou? Do we really need these extra 5 stops on the blue line? Really? With everything that's going on, is this really a priority right now, Larina?
I don't think it's a priority, but it is good to extend it because I feel like Montreal is very convenient to, like, you know, moving around and stuff. So I like how our public transportation does get you to different places and quite quickly. But yeah, it's not a priority. There's a lot more things that the government should be investing in right now.
No. Your mayor, Val Duplan, told reporters that for her, sacrificing the station is out of the question. She's not going to sacrifice nothing. We're going to make it work, okay? In Montreal, we're going to get more taxpayer dollars. We're going to pay this $50 million a month extension for this project overrun. Huh?
Wasn't she supposed to have a pink line, and now she's going hard for the blue?
And I forgot this, Montreal. Oh, man, what a city we live in. If that wasn't enough, Montreal is getting a new public park with an urban forest. Because it's all we needed in these troubling times. We need a beautiful forestry. We need a beautiful artistic park, Larina, to go and listen, be around the greenery. It'll be 50% greenery. Let's be around the greenery with our mask and all of that. Let's do that, right? That's what we need right now in Montreal. We need an urban forest. That's what we need. Our mayor has got to stop trying to make Montreal like New York City. Let's stop, like, we're Montrealers. Let's stop trying to make us like New York. We're not New Yorkers. So more green is coming to the city. Mayor Val Duplan recently announced that a new public park with an urban forest will be added to Montreal Quartier des Spectacles. I don't know how much things they're trying to put in Quartier des Spectacles. How big is that space, Larina? You can't even get no parking there anymore.
No, but I'm trying to imagine, like, where would they put it? Like, how big is that space going to be?
Well, listen, all you need to know is that it's going to be 50% more greenery. So for all those nature enthusiasts, they're happy about it.
I don't know. I got to see it because remember when we got the tree, the Christmas tree?
Why you got to bring up the tree? Larina, stop bringing up our mistakes as a city. Leave the tree alone. The tree was an epic fail, though.
The government was super happy about it, though.
You know what? Let me turn up some music, man. DJ Moon wanted the building. This show has been brought to you by Lignum Honey. If you use the promo code DETOUR514, you'll get 10% off at checkout. They got everything. They got Blue Mountain coffee, honey. They got ginger honey. They got Scotch Bonnet pepper honey. That's my favorite. They got mango blossom. They got logwood. They got summer blossom. Listen, you can add that to anything. Your avocado toast. I know some of you girls like to get mixy with the avocado toast with your $18 billion Starbucks coffee. But you know how we do things. It's the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM. Legends live here. It's the Morning Detour. Let's play some music. Montreal, my city. Don't forget to vote for the Morning Detour. Best morning show in the city. Cult Montreal. Taste of the city. We on Fridays. DJ Moon 1. You know I gotta smooth it out. This is how we do Fridays. Sonics.
I can see the stars up in the sky and feel like I can reach you with my fingertips. I'm closer than I've ever been before. This feeling is new, but I'm so sure. I'm exactly where I'm meant to be right now. I'm attracting everything I need. Taking every day like every breath I take. Manifesting all that is in me. This is right, right on time. Right on time, 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 right on time. Destiny been calling me from miles away. Took a little time to find my own. Only had to take a step into my lane and trust in every seed that I have sown. Life is full of lessons, but you pave the way.
Don't regret the path that you have chose. We can only live to see a bad day. Don't ever feel like you're alone, no.
Right on time.
Only throw it back for the real one. You don't fall with the fake, you want a real one. Red underneath the shoes, you're the hill one. I just got me some new. Yeah, Balenciaga hoodie, you're the teal one. Yeah, you already know what the deal was. Baby, got them soft lips, tryna feel some. I'll make your dreams come true.
Gotta take your time with a real one. I'm just hoping you can ride for a real one. I know you fall in love with a real one. You crying cause your heart heavy. Introduce you to the real, you were so ready. On the outside looking in, everything pretty. We rolling like a stolen Benz with no speed limit. I wanted to see you do better, now I see you winning. I bought you the Balenci sweater, love the way it's fitting. You got that type of blow, the ceiling is very addictive. Young gun, I wanna hit a key, that sexual healing. I got ocean when I'm in it.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
The alert level in your region or a neighboring region is red. To curb the spread of COVID-19, gatherings with family and friends in private homes and yards are prohibited. Travel between regions should be avoided, and traveling to yellow zones is forbidden. It's forbidden to leave your home between 9:30 p.m. and 5 a.m. Visit quebec.ca/coronavirus to learn more about the other measures in place. Follow all the rules, all the time, no exceptions. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Your census invitation has arrived in the mail. Your participation will help plan programs and services for your community. Your census, your community, your future. A message from the Government of Canada.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Montreal, my city. Welcome back in the building. I'm your host, Weezy Moon Chasers. Another Friday. So you know we got to do a featured interview. Since this last time this gentleman was on the show, he's been on everything. He's like the Stephen A. He's been pushing the book. He's been helping people with their mental health issues. He's been on everything. He's a psychotherapist. He's a social worker. You can't even book him right now. Everything's booked up. He can't help nobody more. So you're going to catch him on the Morning Detour. He has a new book. It's a mouthful. It's deep. We're going to talk about this more. The book is called Anti-Racist Psychotherapy, Confronting Systemic Racism, and there's much more. It's a mouthful. Mm-hmm. I want to bring on the ultimate professional. He makes me proud to be a black man, Mr. David Archer. How you doing, King?
I'm blessed and doing my best. How you been?
No, listen, I've been good. I've been trying to make my way through your book. It's in my shopping cart today. But I've read some extract. I spoke with, we have a mutual friend, Fimo. He spoke to me about the book as well. It's deep. It's deep. Mm-hmm. It's a mouthful. But before we go into the intricacies of the book, let the people know, what is anti-racist psychotherapy, confronting systemic racism, all about?
All right. So yeah, so the full title, Anti-Racist Psychotherapy, Confronting Systemic Racism and Healing Racial Trauma. Mm. And I think the thing is that there was no other way of shortening the title because I wanted to be very clear about the purpose of the book.
Right.
Like me and probably you as well and many of the listeners, we find ourselves confronted with social injustices right. of many different kinds. We'll see some that relate to one's identity, whether it's their gender, their sexuality. And for me specifically, I felt that the social issue of racism was something that really just struck a chord with me. And I wanted to do the best that I could of being able to explain what it was that was really affecting all of us, yeah. that even the person who does not consider themselves as a Black person, that they themselves gets caught up in this whirlwind of this myth, of this fallacy of saying that there are people who are worth more than others solely by their complexion and how light seems to interpret their skin tone compared to others. So the idea is that I needed to understand how the trauma of racism impacted the clients I was working with. And I also needed to understand that how we can heal from it. Yeah. And so I decided to write the book I've always wanted to read. So I put my heart into this thing. And it really is for people to know that there's an explanation for some of the pain and suffering that they've been going through. And also for therapists and other scholars as well to know that this isn't like a cul-de-sac. If I'm going to throw in some French there.
We are in Montreal. Valerie Palm will be very happy about this.
Bien sûr. And so it's really just to say that there's a way out. And the problem that we find sometimes or most times in our society is that while we do talk about racism, we don't talk about racial trauma. We don't necessarily talk about the social construction of mental health, the social construction of racism. And so I wanted to do justice to this and come at it from uniting both the researcher side of myself and the activist side. So that's why I hope both researchers